because that landscape is really what's one of the most important determinants of the biological communities and the life that we would expect to find in any particular place at any particular time. And it's very interesting when you look at a map of Kentucky, and particularly south central Kentucky, and we talk about surface streams. I show the kids a map of south central Kentucky, and here we are in Taylor County, Greene County, and there are a number of surface streams that flow into the biologically diverse Green River, one of the most diverse temperate river systems in the United States, ranked in the top four, as a matter of fact, in terms of its freshwater fish and mussel diversity. And as we continue downstream and get a little to the west of Greene and Taylor counties, I point out to the students a very conspicuous change in the surface condition, and that is the disappearance of those little blue lines. And of course, what's happening and what we know is, in terms of reading the karst landscape, is that as we move from east to west, we get the character of the landscape changes. It's much more dominated by calcium carbonate. We have many more sinkholes. We have sinkholes here in Taylor and Greene counties. We have a lot of caves in this area. But it just that activity continues to increase as we move downstream, down the Green River from east to west. And it truly becomes the sinkhole plain, which becomes flat to gently rolling with truly sinkholes too numerous to count, because we typically look at an aerial photograph and we count these depressions on the surface of these farms and these open lands. However, we're not able to see all the very small holes and all the very small collapses in the landscape, the ones that maybe are wooded that we overlook. So, you know, historians have referred to this area as the land of 10,000 sinks. And what I've said before is that if you have 10,000 sinks, that becomes a source for water to enter the ground. You also have to have a place for that water to go. And in this case, that water enters the groundwater and enters the various underground caverns and stream systems that don't show up on a surface topography map, but we know are there because of places like Hidden River Cave and, of course, just down the road, Mammoth Cave, which all eventually flow into the Green River system.